This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard, Paul Rasmussen with me. One of the top stories in the nation and right here in Pittsburgh are the protests that continue. It's been going on for about 10 weeks in some schools like Columbia University in New York. Then we mentioned USC canceling their graduation ceremony. We have a personal connection with that with our own Tamir Rush, and then UCLA and some other issues. Covering the story for the Tribune Review is Megan Swift. Megan, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So far, this encampment that is set up in the plaza across from the campus inside of the Cathedral of Learning has been peaceful, right?
Yes, it has. I've been there the past 2 days.
And in terms of, give people an idea of the scope. I understand there's, nearly 30 tents set up in the lawn?
Yeah, so it started on Tuesday, and as of yesterday, it had grown to over 30 tents. They had about 25 or 26 to start on Tuesday.
Megan, are they talking about shutting this down on Friday and continuing to do that, or is there a change?
So that was mentioned initially, but they're not sure what's going to happen yet, so there's going to be probably some more updates coming out today. Obviously, this week is finals week at Pitt as well, so that's played a role too.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, it is graduation week at the University of Pittsburgh, and I don't think, like other places, like we mentioned USC, it's going to happen here where they'll change graduation ceremonies, right?
Yes, not to my knowledge. I haven't heard anything on that front.
What I'm hearing, Larry, just talking briefly with Tamir, is they're modifying what they're going to do with graduation. So it's I think it's in an attempt to keep anything from breaking out.
Yeah, I would imagine that here in Pittsburgh, things have been calm, but it's not the case in other places. So I assume you'll be back out there today, Megan, right?
Yeah, we'll have a reporter out there today. I'm actually covering tomorrow. They're having an event. It's like a kite event downtown at Point State Park. So I'll be covering that tomorrow. I'm working Saturday instead of today.
All right, Megan, thanks for joining us, and you can read all about it, Tribune Review. That is Megan Swift, Big K
Thank
Morning
you so
Show.
Much.
Oh, appreciate
Thanks for
you.
Having me.
Have a good weekend. And our own Tamir Rush is here, and there's always a Pittsburgh connection. So, Tamir, when I said USC is canceling graduation, that means nothing to me, right?
Exactly.
And then we realize it means a whole lot to you.
Absolutely. My son is graduating from USC in May, in about 2 weeks, actually. And I was informed that commencement, the large ceremony of commencement, is they're canceling it. And like, I'm kind of confused about the whole thing because apparently the valedictorian has, she's taken a stance on the Israel Palestine situation, and they're stating that it's a safety concern, so they nixed her from giving her speech as valedictorian. And I mean, it's heartbreaking for something like that to happen. I'm kind of over it, because at the end of the day, we spend lots of money to send our kids to college, and you get to a point where it's like, enough is enough. I mean, let these kids graduate. This is going to happen regardless of if you have commencement or you don't.
And you also pointed out, in your son's case, 4 years ago,
yes,
during COVID, his high school graduation was canceled.
Correct. High school. Not him. He graduated in 2021, but in speaking to him yesterday, he informed me that he graduated from undergrad in 2020.
Gotcha.
2021,
okay.
In undergrad. However, high school students that graduated in 2020 are faced with the same thing, dilemma, with not having an opportunity to graduate from college in 2024. It's just, I posted on my Facebook page, our country is spiraling out of control. I mean, this is heartbreaking. And for me as a parent to spend money on flights, hotel stay, rental cars, all of these things, to be faced with something like this I'm very, very upset about this.
And I can understand why. Well, Hang in there. Appreciate you sharing the personal side of this story.
No problem.
Tamaya Rush from our newsroom on the Big K Morning Show. So, Paul, yeah, it does affect people. You think about Southern California as, well, that doesn't affect me. In this case, obviously, very personal.
And how many thousands of families can say the same thing that Tamaya just said?
And
all over the country.
Some violence breaking out in some of these cases. It's starting to have that look.
It's cropping up, it seems, when police start to make arrests. That's where there seems to be the violence breaks out.
Well, hold your breath for the weekend on this, and we'll keep you posted here on KDKA.